This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Buck Adams riding shotgun with me. He wants to get into Dick's Sporting Goods and Center Ship. We'll do that next segment. You were saying some really important stuff during the break. When do they push too far? How long do we put up with this, the censorship, the bullying, the insanity?
Well, I believe they're already pushing too far. Public trust in these institutions that were once bulletproof, so to speak, that had blind faith and blind trust, that public trust has been, it's gone. I mean, who trusts the FBI anymore? Who trusts the central banks or the Federal Reserve? Who trusts Google anymore? You know, Google started out as do no evil. Now, pretty much, they're synonymous with evil at this point. Who trusts YouTube to bring you the most relevant videos? People know they're being censored, that YouTube is deciding what you can see and what you can't see, and they're doing so based on their own political biases. So the public trust, I mean, even in education, even in local government, public trust in the Broward County Sheriff's Department, whose deputies stood down while the shooting was taking place, the public trust is gone. And what that means is that there will be an opportunity to rebuild public trust in something that's rooted in more reality, more truth. Independent media, for example, what you're doing here at InfoWars, what I'm doing at National News, and many other people out there, we are actually, I believe, the future of real news for America. I mean, CNN is finished. Who believes CNN anymore? Fake news, green screens, Anderson Cooper, Mr., you know, CIA guy, the town hall, everything's fake. I mean, not fake, but arranged. You know, the questions were arranged. You have to ask this question to that person.
Well, yeah, it's real students, but they give them fake questions. Yeah,
real students.
It's scripted.
Scripted, exactly. Who trusts CNN anymore? No rational, reasonable person trusts CNN anymore.
All I know is CNN says we're filing complaints to shut InfoWars down. They get videos taken down. We didn't even say what they said by a long shot. And then the news goes, Jones claims CNN's complaining, and Jones claims there's a campaign to take him down, but yeah, let's take him down. It's like mentally ill doublethink. It's like you're at the Mad Hatter's Tea Party.
Yeah.
But they're doing it on purpose. They go, okay, they know we're lying. Let's just scramble everything until they go into fetal positions.
Well, yeah, make no mistake. Every mainstream media outlet, or what used to be mainstream, every day they get a memo. That memo tells them exactly what words and phrases to use, what fake allegations to make toward President Trump or Alex Jones. They are told exactly what
they've had CNN day. Shows where one ends with Stelter. Jones is horrible, has to be banned. He claims the sheriff's department stood down. They come back, and Jake Tapper comes on with a whole show about the stand down.
Yes.
It's not even congruent.
Well, I cited a CNN article by Jake Tapper that reported that they stood down. Tapper wrote that.
That's what I mean. They're like, we can tell you they stood down, but you said it first, you can't.
Right, exactly. Because you were correct before they were correct. Because you have better analysis. Because you have more history of understanding how these things work. You're the bad guy, even though they confirmed exactly what you said. It's unreal, the level of deception that's out there today.
And they can't keep track of it. Because, I mean, telling the truth is easy because you just do the research. But with them, imagine lying all the time. Who can keep track of it?
Well, no, I it's hard enough to keep track of just telling the truth and all the stories that we both publish at our organizations. That's a full-time job, but I don't know how they keep track of all their deceptions. But again, they get a memo every day. The thing is, you know, journalism is truly, mainstream journalism is dead in America. It doesn't exist anymore because those so-called journalists, they don't ask questions. They're incapable of thinking for themselves. They're incapable of challenging the status quo. And it's only in the independent media that you have individuals who are willing to stand up and say, wait a second, this doesn't make sense. Why did these sheriffs not enter the building when they're trained to enter the building? They're all trained in active shooter scenarios. Why were the EMTs?
And they come out and say, well, first they told us wait, body cams. Well, they told us not to go in. And then the question is, why did Israel do that?
Just the ability to ask a reasonable question is under assault in this country today.
The bigger, exactly, but why would they have to wait for Sheriff Israel to tell them to go in?
Right, right. I would have gone in right that second. You just lay down.
And the media goes, oh, no, you wouldn't. You're a coward. Okay, well, the trained cops are supposed to, and most cops will do that. I mean, a cop thinks there's a robbery, they always go in. Well, why not at school shootings?
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
We've got it.
The Newsman is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I didn't get to this yesterday, but I want to get to it because Mike's here and he was bringing it up. Coming up, these video clips where CNN, MSNBC said women can't shoot guns, women can't carry guns, they're wearing dresses, they don't know how to use them, we can't arm teachers. I mean, it's
women carrying like 6 concealed guns.
Well, it's just crazy. And in the Olympics, women shoot as good or better than men.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You take women out; it's true. Women learn how to shoot quicker because they don't have preconceived notions.
They're very good with firearms when they're trained.
Well, I've taken out with like Mike Judge and others whole strings of Hollywood starlets because we like to deprogram them, and we just set them down with like a AR-15. And that's why they want to ban that because it's such an easy gun to use. And they're shooting bullseye at like 200 yards in like 10 minutes. And they're like, my God, this is incredible. I'm pro-Second Amendment. It's over.
Yeah. And there's almost no recoil, too. It's easy to handle.
So that's coming up in a minute. But you want to get into Dick's Sporting Goods, too. But you wanted to get back into the whole censorship and the massive push happening there because it's all over the news saying ban InfoWars.
Just a final thought.
The Klepper guy last night said, here's videos we think violate the rules. Ban him. And so there's nothing more American than 3 strikes. Ban Jones.
Well, effectively, though, YouTube's rules come down to you have to agree with YouTube. That's really what the terms of service user agreement is at this point. Now, but the question is, if they're going to pick a side of every public debate, they're picking a side, and they're saying that the side that they don't like gets censored, blacklisted, and banned, then you got to ask the question, number one, how dangerous is that for a so-called free society? If you cannot engage in a debate, you cannot have a dissenting view. But the bigger question is, how does YouTube decide that what's correct? What is their ultimate divine source of truth and wisdom that they use as a gauge to ban all opposing views? Because the answer is, they're looking at the mainstream media, which we know is fake news. So if CNN is their holy grail of truth and wisdom, their entire basis is fake, and they are banning actually the voices that are based in truth and based in evidence and logic and reason. That's the danger. That it's not, see, Alex, it's not just about InfoWars, you know, being silenced or you being silenced. It's about, and you spoke about this a lot, it's about the banning of logic and reason and the ability to say 1 + 1 = 2.
It's about banning everybody. That's just crazy. About 3 weeks ago, they had Wall Street Journal articles going, we met with Google, Facebook, and Twitter, and we're going to call it bullying and ban basically all this pollution online, starting with Alex Jones. And then you see all the different CNN hosts, you name it, using the same term. Pollution, garbage, time to take. It's like Dan Rather saying it. They've got Stelter and Beck on the same show with Hogg saying, ban me. And then Hogg's calling me all these names and saying, I'll debate you, I'll destroy you. I go, come on. He goes, no, I won't. And then the headline is Jones begs Hogg to come on.
Well, let's be clear. Hogg, you know, he's later, the left will consider him to be, in their own words, a useful idiot. Okay, I'm not calling him cognitively impaired.
That's a Lenin term.
That's a term that
he's a high school senior public figure.
That's right.
Calling me a piece of SH, you know what, T and other things. So we're allowed to say we believe he's a PR person on the left. Hell, BuzzFeed admits it. He's funded by him.
Well, and, you know, the truth is, being able to survive gunfire does not make you an instant expert on Second Amendment issues or complex legislative issues. You know, we love young people. We love kids to be safe and to have their right to
But they're not our leaders.
They don't have the life experience yet to be able to talk about these complex issues.
It's a flattering photo of me, though.
But, you know, look, you know, these kids, I'm glad that they're speaking out, but they do not have the right to violate our Second Amendment.
That's like a chipmunk on PCP. Look, there's another one. Look at the images they use. So, that's a good one, huh?
Oh, my. Okay. Well, for radio listeners, they'll just have to imagine that.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. It's
entertaining. But
I'm just having fun with this.
No.
But notice how he puts an American flag behind him to make fun of us.
Right.
When they want to destroy the country. They're globalists. They want open borders, you name it.
Right. Well, look.
What's weird is how they copy everything we do.
Well, of course, because it's effective. But can I talk about Dick's Sporting Goods for a second?
Yeah, I want you to. Whatever you want to.
You know, maybe you've already covered this, but I think all InfoWars listeners should just stop buying anything from Dick's at this point.
I think Dick's is a serious, you know what?
Well, you know, look, it's not illegal to sell firearms, but they want to ban them anyway through their own retail stores. And by the way, I haven't met a single leftist who can accurately define so-called assault rifle in the first place. None of them know what that means. None of them seem to know the difference between, you know, semi-automatic, or I think CNN said fully semi-automatic, which is just the laughingstock of the internet right now. Fully semi-automatic. They don't understand the difference between calibers. They don't understand the difference between, you know, a 300 blackout cartridge versus a 5.56. They don't understand a pistol configured AR, like an AR pistol versus an AR rifle, or let's say an arm brace. They have no idea what I'm even talking about. They have no idea. And by the way, there are pistol calibers that are far more powerful than the 5.56 caliber for an AR.
They're choosing that, even though it's in less than 2% of the crimes, to set the precedent to ban all semi-auto. The bill introduced by Feinstein today bans all semi-auto.
Yeah,
so they just go, oh, it's this one gun. And why in every mass murder at the schools are they on drugs and they pick this gun? If that isn't scripting, it just shows the media tells them what to use. It's like, this is the gun.
Yeah.
This is how you do it.
Yeah. Well, and actually what they have in common, a lot of these school shooters, they've been bullied by their classmates. They're on psychiatric medications. They're infatuated with dead animals, usually. And
talk about
death and sometimes satanic stuff, satanic imagery.
Almost always.
Like you get in the Hollywood, you know, movies or Super Bowl halftime. Usually it's satanic imagery during the Super Bowl. You know, music pieces.
They're always into shoot 'em up video games.
Always. It seems to be the case. But it's all these factors that come into play. And then, yeah, they like knives and guns as well. But you can't just say, oh, it's the NRA. Oh, burn Dana Lash. You know, that's absurd. You have to look at the multiple factors.
You don't want to burn her. You want to be nice to her.
Yeah, of course. I mean, she is the one who's standing up for your right to protect your family, if you think about it.
We don't want to burn her. She's pretty.
Well, these I'll leave that comment to you. I'm just enamored with her courage, all right, and her Second Amendment stance. To me, she's beautiful because of that. And everything.
I know. We're having fun. The point is that we, you know, we pull back from this and we look at this and we see what's unfolding here. And we need to play some of these clips coming up in the next segment and open the phones up. But obviously, school shootings are still very rare. They hype them up. They're tragedies. They're projecting all this on us and saying, you know, hashtag kill NRA members and billboards. And it's a ridiculous PR stunt. The media seized on this. They're driving ahead. They're never going to give up. So the question is, where does it all end?
Well, this is going to end very likely in civil war, I believe, ultimately. I don't know if it's okay for me to say that right now. But
well, no, the left says, Rob Reiner says, we're in a civil war.
Well, I believe the info war stage of the Civil War has begun, and you are one of the targets of that. They have to control the narrative.
By the way, Resist 45 is Antifa, is the George Soros script that did full-page ads in the New York Times. They paid for a deal saying, kill the NRA.
Well, of course, and I think that these radical left-wing, many young people...
They mean kill the American people being able to resist themselves from us little pot-bellied communists.
Well, look, they planned on inauguration.
Translating Rob Reiner, I want to enslave these people like we did the Russians. We'll teach them. We'll stomp the Christians to death. Their women are ours. We're almost there, ready to break their will. Please help Hollywood destroy them.
Oh, yeah.
But that's happening because Hollywood is collapsing.
Yeah. Well, again, it's that public faith in all these institutions is collapsing. But in its place is going to rise up really a new, I think, a society that's rooted in more morals and values. See, the left doesn't like any values. They don't want you to have any...
Because then you stand for something and they can't turn you into a victim. They
right. And while they're murdering 900 babies a day at the abortion mills, and then they scream about children in school.
Oh, did you hear Planned Parenthood is, in this BuzzFeed article, is the second largest sponsor after the Women's March, which is George Soros, to learn the kids to protect themselves. They want, oh my God, we couldn't kill you in the womb, so now we want to run your life.
Well, I mean, according to the abortion industry, the only thing wrong with the Parkland high school shooting is that those children weren't young enough. If they had been just being born, the left would think murdering them is perfectly okay with them.
I tweeted an image yesterday that said, image of Planned Parenthood versus image of the NRA. One of them sells arms, the other defends the Second Amendment.
And one of them harvests arms and skulls and organs to sell to medical
research. That's liberal, just like China.
That's the abortion industry. It's sick.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guess we're going to take some calls coming up in the next two segments, specifically on which side do you stand? Where is this fight going? How much crazy will the globalists get? How nuts is their bottom line? How far will they go? Toll free number to join us, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539 for your quick comment or question. For myself or Mike Adams, 877-789-2539. And that's what you were saying during the break before we get these clips. Is where they condescend women and say, you know, they don't have to have firearms. They're wearing skirts. They couldn't wear them. But a female police officer, she can have a gun. It's just, you know, the way the left operates. But you were saying, which side are you on?
Well, it's very crucial to make a decision now. Obviously, your listeners know what side they're on. They're on the side of this constitutional republic, the side of liberty. But even leftists out there, they think they're on the side of social justice, but they're calling for basically the selected elimination of the First Amendment and then the elimination of the Second Amendment and basically the elimination of the Fourth Amendment because they believe government has the right to be weaponized and spy on you.
Like authoritarians do every time.
Absolutely. But what they don't yet realize is that all of these weapons will be turned against themselves. That's what happens in every communist-style, radical left-wing revolution.
It always does.
Korea. Yeah,
always. They are. The people that take them to power are always called the useful idiots. Hitler called the SA that.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, countries like Cuba or especially like North Korea, they started out as a revolution in the name of social justice, or communist China started out as a revolution in the name of equality, and it has become a totalitarian regime. And what these leftists need to realize is that you can never be radical enough to fit into the current lunacy of the liberal mob. For example, a few years ago, if you were a gay couple, you were part of the LGBT movement. You were part of the left. You were accepted. You were, let's say, a gay white couple. But today, if you're a gay white couple, well, you're white. So you're not gay enough.
I've noticed in England and stuff, they make whites at liberal events, even if they're gay, pay to get in, but nobody else.
Right, right. So
it's all alike. We're going to teach you how to be discriminated against.
You have to be non-white gay to be okay, to be accepted now. So you're discriminated against for being white, even if you're a gay couple. And it's just going to continue. It's this weird liberal equation that always changes. Like, you have to be... Well,
because they know it's Overton window. They make it incredibly insane and say we're banning the word mother and father, and major universities come out from, what is it, Oxford to Purdue and say, don't say man in your papers,
right,
or we'll mark, because that's a word of evil. It's like, that sounds crazy. It's meant to make you put up with anything. It's like Tulsa Doom telling the woman jump off the cliff. They're like, why? It's an exercise of power.
But what goes along with this desire to twist and control your logic and reason is also this desire to control your language, to shake your words and limit your words. So you can't say these particular words, but
you can't search buy a gun on Google now. You can't on shopping. You can't search, like you said, in China. What's the new term?
I disagree or I do not agree.
Yeah, that's mainstream news. I disagree is now banned.
Right, right.
And Apple has moved over there and is going to help do that.
Well, of course, and this is a technocracy, as you mentioned in the last hour, I believe. It's a technocratic, totalitarian takeover attempt of our society. You know what's crucial here is, think about it, the First Amendment in the Bill of Rights was written to protect us from government's attempts to suppress free speech. But the First Amendment did not write in protections against corporations attacking your free speech rights. And that's where the shift needs to happen. We need to understand.
Well, people noticed, and I like Tucker Carlson, he said these kids are scripted. They're not actors in the sense that they're fake. They are on the acting club. It is scripted. They've been brought in. They're being protected. The sheriff stood down. He was saying that 3 days after. He doesn't get banned. because they're not ready to go for something that's establishment like that yet.
Right.
They're just
going
to get rid of it all down here, and then they can get that. And damn it, Tucker Carlson calls me, texts me, wanted to come here, wanted to have dinner. He's a good guy. I haven't even emailed him or called him yet. He's a nice guy, but he's, you know, Fox has banned him coming on the show. That's fine. But he needs to come on and decry this because News Corp CEO 3 weeks ago was in the news saying, we've done a deal to call everything bullying with Google and censor the internet left and right so we can only have corporate stuff on Facebook, Twitter, and Google. And you know what? We need to not just protest Congress and not just warn Trump and not just protest Google. We need to say to Tucker Carlson, hey, buddy, we support your free speech. You need to talk about this.
It's fascinating to me that Tucker Carlson today sounds a lot like the questions that you were asking 3 years ago, or even Sean Hannity today, or even Rush Limbaugh.
Which I like.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying, that they are eventually coming around to asking the questions that need to be asked. All these roads, when you begin asking, you eventually get to InfoWars, because InfoWars is always pioneering, asking the tough questions, trailblazing the...
Well, let's just be clear, only because we're really trying to figure stuff out.
I know.
Everybody else just gets a talking point, like, what's our agenda? Let's say this. No. People go, why does Jones say one thing 1 week, another next? Because we're figuring it out.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You're analyzing it, and you're asking real questions. No one hands you a script of what to say every day. No one hands me a script. And by the way, that's why...
When you go on almost any other show, they like want to control it, and
that's right.
What are we
going to
do?
That's right. And any given day, by the way, like my podcasts and your broadcasts, they are totally different. They don't match up, except maybe by rare coincidence. Why is that? Because no one tells us what to say. It's not coordinated.
But look at the four networks. It was always same ad, same order, same newscast.
Exactly. But my point is, even these mainstream people like, you know, Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity, you know, Hannity today, he's been going down that rabbit hole more and more, looking at
because that's where it is.
Exactly.
And notice he got even bigger.
Exactly. He's having more success.
By the way, the word is they've got the knives out. They have threatened him.
Oh, of course.
Everything.
They have.
But see, he has a radio show that's even bigger. So they know anywhere he goes, if he went to a new network, TV, it'd be a whole new Fox News.
You know,
that guy is way more powerful than Roger Ailes ever was.
If he
wanted to go start the thing, he could do it. That's why they're still keeping him there, and they don't know what to do.
Yep, yep. You know, I think Hannity made a decision that he's willing to risk his entire career to help protect the
public. I tell people that were in the meetings.
Oh, really?
They called him in and said, get your stuff, you're fired.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't back down, and they go, okay, well, we're rethinking it.
Not surprised. But that's why I respect people like that, and I respect Tucker Carlson for what he does. I know he's got limits and boundaries and things he's not willing to do, but I respect at least he's willing to ask some
questions. Sure, all I'm saying is that no one in the media except Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com would actually put the video up of me saying, we believe kids died, we do not believe the crisis actors, there was a stand down, here's our video about a stand down, and about multiple shooters. And then...
Right.
Who needs CNN? It had 7 million views.
This is the key, though. The banning of your speech and taking away your First Amendment rights is so that you cannot respond to the false allegations against
you. So they can say, I said, I want to have sex with children when I didn't.
This is the whole point. First, they want to disarm all of you, take away your right to self-defense, and then they want to silence you and take away your right to defend yourself verbally against the false attacks and the false allegations and the defamation attempts that are routinely leveled.
But I like the good news you said. And we'll play the clips next segment. I like what you said. It's true. More and more conservative libertarian groups.
Yep. It's happening.
I've never really, I don't want to talk about this on air and give the enemy ideas, but it's exciting. Just like I went and spent $300,000 on Limbaugh's show and they're trying to get it canceled 5 years ago. Plus, the price was half of what normally was. So we actually, you know, sold a lot of product. It was successful for us, but we helped him. I told other people to go sponsor him. A lot of people, big people did. Several big food companies I knew. Some other folks went and did it. We propped him up. They were trying to bring him down because we knew it was the first big domino.
Right.
So it was self-preservation, not just like being this loving person for the First Amendment, which that was secondary. Yes, I believe that. We have had behind the scenes some of the biggest organizations and groups that are patriotic launch massive sponsorship for us in you know, areas. And again, because they get it, they understand.
Right, right. This is why I support what you do, because I know they're coming for you. They're also coming for me. They're coming for every independent media person. They're coming for your ability to ask an intelligent, rational question.
Remember when we knew 4 years ago they were offering people $50,000 to lie about us?
I remember they offered it to me.
Yeah. Yep. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
We didn't launch the phone system. It's no big deal. It got lost in the wood pile there. So 877-789-ALEX. Phone system's turned on right now. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. Mike Adams is here, and I want to get into some of these video clips. We haven't played yet, but speaking about the dirty tricks that are going on, I'm actually proud of people that have been around me over the years, most of them, that they haven't taken the payoffs.
Yeah, right.
But I've recently learned that some of that's actually gone on, And these papers admit to me that they're actually paying money when they call me, but then they never have the Waymos to run with it because they know it's such bull, and they know I'm looking to sue somebody because I got to, because I just can't let people set a precedent to make these lies up. But you look at other people who put up with it, they get one person to tell a lie, then they get another to set a precedent, and they can have me riding unicorns around, you know, having sex with purple dwarves,
right,
and, you know, 18 midgets when they're done. I mean, and so when the media, since Trump got elected, went from being deceptive and manipulative to going, wait, we're losing, we better get 50 times more deceptive.
Well, yeah, a couple of things I'll mention here since you brought it up. Many years ago, I was offered $50,000 to go public trashing you with made-up stuff, and I told them where they could stick it. And they threatened and said, well, if you don't do this, we're going to come after you. And I just said, bring it, I don't care. Yeah, you know, everybody, you know, look, I stand for liberty and the republic and truth and natural health and good science and all these things. Go for it. Do what you want to do, because I'm not going to tear down other patriots. OK, so that's one thing. We were offered $10 million to sell Natural News a couple of years ago.
By the way, that's not a lot. You've got some of the biggest sites out there.
No,
people don't know how big your operation is. You've got publishing all over the world. I mean, you're probably bigger than InfoWars.
No, I don't know about that. I mean,
your warehouse sure is.
Well, we have grown a lot, like you have grown over the last few years, because we're doing things right. And
well, we understand they're trying to destroy us. You either get bigger under attack or you implode.
But, you know, like you, I made a decision long ago. There is no amount of money that you can buy me off and silence my voice. I will never turn against.
They already tried to take my kids and basically said, you back off, this all ends.
I will never give up my Second Amendment rights, ever, under any
circumstances. But if I gave into that, they'd get them anyways with the whole system. They don't understand. You can't sell out, folks.
Right.
There is no selling out.
They could try to damage you, but you got to make them work for it. You know what I mean? There are no freebies here. If you want to destroy Alex Jones or destroy the Health Ranger, you're going to have to work for it.
What's weird is the average person in media loves to be bought off for nothing.
I know.
They roll over like it's winning.
Nothing get bought
like that
for like
to me is
$1,000.
Like the only thing I fear, like the only time I feel empty and like scared is when I think about selling out. And not that I even think about it. I just even entertain the idea. I'm like, like, I mean, it's like the fear of God. What is that?
But the more that this happens to people like us, and the stronger we become, they actually make us stronger, because
I was going to say that earlier. That which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger.
It does.
Which is a scary thing.
Because internally, you decide what you stand for, what your life is here for, what your mission is. It's to defend this republic, to defend truth and honesty, to defend real journalism, for example, to defend our Second Amendment rights, because we know the genocide that happens historically when governments have a monopoly.
Well, that's the thing now. That's why I'm really concerned. The enemy's worse than I even thought. I mean, we are up against solid evil that just wants to hurt and destroy things. We've got to fight, folks. We've got to do this.
No question, there is a spiritual element. There's almost like a demonic overlay to the evil that's out there. That is.
And by the way, I mean, you're a spiritual guy and everything, but years ago you weren't even. I mean, you're an engineer, top engineer. That's why you originally made your bones.
Software,
yeah. And you're like more and more now. This is demonic. Like,
no, I get it now. You know, I mean, over the last few years, it's become very, very clear to me that this is a spiritual war, and that these demonic.
Because people will go out of their way to even hurt themselves to hurt good.
Oh. It's unreal. They will go. Look, the leftists, they do not want their children protected in the schools with armed guards or better security.
And they all put them on a bunch of psychotropics and hurt them.
They do. They hurt their own children. I mean, what kind of psychopaths? Seriously.
It's their religion.
It's like child sacrifice. It's like the Mayan or the Aztec cultures. They would sacrifice a certain number of children. Well, today, how do they do it? How do they Well, they've got abortion sacrifice, right? Partial birth abortions. The baby is coming out, could be alive, could be welcomed into the world, could be a future student at Parkland, Florida. How many kids were not present in that high school because they were murdered as they were being born? There's the big question that nobody's asking.
But don't worry, Planned Parenthood's sponsoring the anti-gun children. And so here's the choice people have to make, life or death. It really comes down to that.
That's exactly it.
And the globalists are a cult of death.
No question about it. They seek destruction. They use anger as a weapon to destroy light, to destroy life. They attack Christians. They attack people who believe in divinity or God or creation.
People that believe in anything but them.
Yeah. And by the way, they think that their existence is over when they die because they don't believe in the soul or the non-physical spirit. They are living this life as a suicide mission because they believe it ends when they die. Ever think about that?
And that's their overall operating system, but they're mainly just pissed because they know they're already cut off from it.
Well, I don't know if they can be redeemed for some of them for what they're doing, but make no mistake, I am here and I believe you are here to protect life. We are here to protect children. And if that means putting competent, trained, armed personnel in the schools to protect our children, that is a common sense.
And by the way, do the psychological profile like Trump said, maybe 20% of whoever gave that great advice. Those people that actually care about kids, not some sheriff that can be ordered to stand down
right.
by Hillary Sheriff and all this. But no, people that are there, they're not going to stand down.
You know, it's amazing to me. The leftists, they love to have armed guards protect their money in the banks. They love to have armed guards protect them at a football event.
They're all about armed guards. You get around leftists, they've got all the bodyguards.
Of course. Hillary Clinton, surrounded by armed guards, right? They've got guns. Why? To protect Hillary Clinton. And everybody has a right to be protected, but why not your children? Why not your children? You're going to protect...
By the way, there are already thousands of schools that have armed principals and select teachers, and that's the absolute way to go. A lot of these teachers are former police officers, or they're former military, or they're patriots, and then they won't be soft targets. Why do all the shooters are on serotonin reuptake inhibitors? Why do they all have the same Bushmaster, the same AR-15?
Right. Where did he get the money to buy 10 firearms? I don't know the answer to that.
And he didn't have them just in November. There's a police report. They went to his house. No guns, nothing.
You know, I do tactical firearms training. I've done it for years with former military, and I'm around a lot of cops and a lot of deputies, and I've had conversations with them since the shooting, and they tell me, every one of them, they are beside themselves. They cannot understand why those deputies didn't rush in. We all know. If all you got to do is return fire.
We all know they reported multiple shooters in full paramilitary garb, and multiple witnesses said they were with Cruz. He was not shooting. And the cover-up, the way they've acted desperately, he's been acting questions and misrepresenting what we said, it's because evidence now swings towards it being more synthetic than just a basic false flag of a standoff.
Yeah, of course. And that's like Nicholas Cruz was there. He was active, but there was someone else, at least, who was active as well. That's, I think, the testimony of what's her name, LaPelle? Yeah. Stacey LaPelle?
Yeah, there's teachers and everybody.
Right. She said, she saw the shooter, and she said immediately that was a policeman. Remember? That was her quote.
And meanwhile, Cruz is a little bitty guy.
Right. And she said, what, full face mask, body armor, full metal garb? Was that her quote?
Yeah.
That's not Nicholas Cruz. That's not the guy they arrested.
It was full Darth Vader body armor.
Yeah, that's her right there. What is that, ABC News or CBS?
Yeah.
What is that?
And they've been deleting this off online. And that's what the students said. They said, I'm with Cruz. He's not shooting people, no gun. But then these army men are shooting people. And we're not saying the army. That's just how students see it.
Right. But see, this is how these things work. They are allowed to unfold, and then they are augmented. So, you know, the carnage is real, like I said, but the narrative is fake. The carnage is real. The carnage was allowed to
be escalated. Then they seize the crisis and embellish it.
Exactly. Exactly. It's the same pattern every time. And by the way, this goes all the way back to, you know, think about the Clinton era, Bill Clinton, the events that took place before InfoWars existed, before the independent media existed. I'm talking about Oklahoma City, where the mainstream media had the entire narrative. Think about that.
Wow. And then even local news got it right because they weren't in on it. They were just told to change it. There's the multiple bombs. And the police said, we caught bombs inside.
Yep.
They interviewed the people in HUD. They said, I saw people in there putting gray sticks of butter in the,
We need to revisit all these mass killing events throughout history. We got to take another look.
We're going to come back with some clips in your calls.
It's been said any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I will say, Willie, I'm talking to more and more Democratic leaders, Democratic policy people, who are concerned that the Democrats have everything on their side, but they don't have a unifying message.
Right.
And a lot of people that were concerned that Hillary Clinton was going to lose in the Democratic Party are saying still, they still don't have a message for the common good. It's for this group. You've been treated badly, right. Group A, and the Democrats are going to take care of you. Group B, you've been treated badly, and this is what we're going to do to take care of you. And Group C, you're being treated badly, and this is what we're... And Group D... And so many Democratic strategists say that if you even talk about how this Democratic Party balkanizes voters instead of reaching and looking for the common good for all Americans, that you're suddenly called a racist or you're attacked and you're shunned from the party.
Yeah.
Now, people ask, why does Scarborough, who's a horrible guy, say things like that? It's simple. They know they're losing their base audience with the constant race war division. And they know that once they've radicalized with 99% racism and division, the minority groups they're brainwashing have already been radicalized. So then he just adds that to make it sound like, oh, what have we done? It's so terrible. It's like Facebook. Oh, studies show we're making you commit suicide. So now we'll monitor you and we'll run a medical company that we direct you to so you get your psychiatric help. They've got the whole sick actuary for full spectrum dominance figured out.
Yeah, it is sick. They control your mind. They chemically influence you. They have disinformation. And, of course, they use social engineering. That's the most powerful part, is to make it so that if you don't conform with your liberal friends, that you will be an outcast. That's incredibly powerful to young people because they're so invested in social conformity and wanting to be liked.
And you heard me earlier break it down. I've talked to Facebook executives and others and former ones, but they say it's already almost there where you don't really ever hardly talk to anybody real, and everything you put through is already being censored and controlled at the point of posting, to where you're going to be all alone in your own little cell, mainly just communicating with advertising and social engineering bots that are controlled. I mean, this is super immoral, and it's meant to keep you depressed about regular life and keep you in Facebook.
Did you see that scientists were warning recently that children are unable to hold pencils now because they're using mobile devices?
Yes.
To such an can't hold pencils. I mean, what, Alex? Where
they don't. They don't even want to go to. Let me tell you something. Most parents I know say their children don't even want to eat dinner with them and act like it's punishment to sit and talk.
Well, I mean, you got to wonder.
Yeah, they don't have the strength to grip a pencil.
Yeah, they don't have the strength to grip it. Yeah, grip strength is disappearing. It makes you wonder. You know, people who have a rural lifestyle and they're working on a ranch or a farm or something. And, you know, they're carrying buckets or bags of grain. You know, they've got physical strength. They can actually do something in the real world. They could change a tire on a car. You know, so many of these city liberals who are ultra protected, kind of the snowflake generation, they cannot use their fingers for anything other than texting and Snapchatting. And that's it. They're locked into it.
And they have the food delivered to a little coffin apartment, and they kind of go over and do it. And they revel in the weakness. It's like Omega Man. It's like Omega Man, where he has the cure to them being dead zombies, and they go, dude, we don't want it. We like this.
It makes you wonder how they think they're going to succeed in a revolution attempt if they can't pick up a pencil. How, you know, how are they going to pick up?
Well, when you look at Antifa with their AK-47s out there threatening us, they look like they can hardly hold the rifles up.
I bet they don't even know how to properly load and cycle around in an AK-47. I think they don't know how to do it. They don't know that it goes click when the magazine is out. It doesn't have a bolt lock when it's out. They don't know.
And if that's the case, it's our fault we let it happen. We're gonna co-host with Roger Stone and take your calls. We're gonna go to Nate here in a minute, just briefly. So I didn't plug for an hour and a half of the show, and I plugged once earlier. If you don't fund us, we're not going to be here. You funding the operation helps us stand against the globalists. We are expanding satellites, about to make a bunch of announcements the next few weeks. We're doing a special 34-hour broadcast, Operation Paul Revere 2018, that kicks off tomorrow at 8 a.m. You overpower the AI. You overpower the algorithms. You overpower the bots on your own personal email and on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. When you tell people about Operation Paul Revere and, hey, this is the censored show. This is where they want to start. This is what's under attack. It's your decision whether you want to win or lose, but you're the reason we got Trump in. You're the reason we have a beachhead. You're the reason we forced the globalist hand and made them act more radical. So we have Operation Paul Revere specials that are the biggest we've ever offered. Our biggest specials are 60% off, which is a loss leader. Sometimes we have 60%. We have many of the items of the thousands there at 80% off. Amazing Patriot apparel, books, videos, you name it. This is the biggest sale ever. Operation Paul Revere. Prebiotic, fiber, best source fiber. Amazing. We just came out 50% off out of the gates. Clearance apparel, 80% off. True Way, 50% off. Aegis Armor backpack inserts that they're gouging people for, other companies, 3-4 times what this even costs. 20% off. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And we've got a partnership with Spikes Tactical, all their great firearms and accessories, whether it's bumper stickers or small accessories or full rifles. It's there. You get 5% off and a lifetime no BS warranty when you go to SpikesTactical.com. Use promo code Alex. It's all there. Whatever you do, spread the article, spread the video, spread the word, and you overpower the globalists. This is a fight with the people, grassroots on the ground, in the media, in the social networks, full spectrum war, calling C-SPAN, calling local talk radio, running for office, taking care of your body, exercising, turning the TV off more, taking the iPhones away from your kids. That's what we do to win. A few minutes here on Solutions, then we're going to Nate, Travis, Michael, Jeff, Tom, Alex, George, Robert, Chris, Thomas, David, George, and others.
I can take a call.
Let's do it then.
I'm good.
I just want to get a few of your solutions of unplugging from the mattress.
No, I'm glad you mentioned Spikes Tactical. I just bought a Spikes lower, by the way. It's a really good lower.
We're blessed because...
Yeah, I like Spikes.
Yeah, because for one of the medium-sized shops that's been mom and pop, they're like the best.
Yeah.
They're like,
yeah.
It's like...
Good hardware.
We don't just take people... We've had all sorts of deals where they want us to pick some weird AR-15 or other thing where it's a crap company and put out, you know, a low price or whatever. We won't do it. These are very affordable. I'm not saying they're high priced. We just won't promote crap.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I can tell. So, is Nate on or what's...
Absolutely, Nate. My phone system just went down again. Nate in California, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Mike.
Hey there.
Saying hello from behind enemy lines here in the People's Republic of California.
Boy, aren't you.
Just wanted to tell you guys something. I don't know if you guys caught the Verge article yesterday, but apparently New Orleans has been using a algorithm or some sort of predictive policing system that they apparently a couple of police officers and then councilmen didn't even know, councilmen and women didn't even know about it, so they're freaking out. So anyone out there who's listening, who thinks that Alex is completely off his rocker, or has been for like the last how many years, you're proven again wrong. The technocracy is here. California, we are in the state, we are literally behind the Iron Curtain once again. So all I can say is this, Alex, I don't know if you've ever caught the show. My brother was the one that turned me on to it. He was the one that red-pilled me. Alan, I hope you're listening out there because this one's for you guys. The show, The Colony, they're taking you off the air, Alex. I mean, this is ridiculous. My brother, he loves you very much. I love you very much. I love the work that you guys do. Roger Stone, everyone. Mike, a Health Ranger, love you out there. We've been listening to your podcast for years. The thing is that when it comes down to it, use their technology against them. That's all I can say, is you got to start using their technology against them. And that being said, if it means dropping your recordings into, like, let's say, a torrent-type system so that people can download it and share it.
Everyone's welcome to do that. We don't have the personnel, money, or people. Everyone can post our stuff everywhere. It's copyright-free. On our satellite, the TV stations, they don't even have to carry the ads. It says the contract. We plug a little live on air. Everything is yours. Everything is yours. Do whatever you want. It's total war, radio, TV, free to air.
We're working on solutions, Nate, and thank you for your call, by the way. Just to say, YouTube is going to be irrelevant to liberty-oriented individuals. YouTube is going to be just...
You're launching your own platform. We are...
YouTube would be an echo chamber of liberals who hate America, right? That's what it's coming to. Everybody...
It'll be known as Tyranny Tube.
Tyranny Tube. I like it. Yeah, exactly. That's what it will be. There's a fracturing of the technology online, and people who love America and love liberty are going to go somewhere else. End of story.
The reason we've got to keep beachheads there and fight them, though, is they're going to target all what we're doing and are already doing it. We have to stay in their main combat zones where they meant to brainwash everybody and fight for people, kind of like in the Matrix. They inject down into the Matrix and they pull back out.
Yeah.
We got to go into the Matrix and come out. We got to have both. We got to fight them over there and fight them here.
Right. I agree.
Anything else, Nate?
Yeah, no, we are literally exchanging ideas like they did in World War II with the resistance. I mean, that's the way that it has to be. They want to take us...
This is a total AI takeover. Facebook's job is to make you so depressed you get put in a suicide center. No, I'm serious.
Drugs, right.
By the way, Sheriff Benghazi, YouTube went in and took this thumbnail down, and we had to go put it back up.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's how bad it is now. Because Benghazi's a stand down. He stood down. Sheriff stand down.
Thank you, Nate, for your call. Let's go to... Oh, we got to go to break. All right.
And we're going to have Roger Stone with us, so we're going to go.
All right.
Mike, I like it. You're going to be hosting one day next week.
Okay.
There'll be no... You want to do it?
I'm game. Yep.
What day you want to do it?
Let's let that be a mystery.
A mystery. like a little mystery, like a Cracker Jack box.
Yeah.
You don't know a
let's
little...
let people guess.
All right. Next week, I'm going to take my children on a short vacation. Don't worry, you know I'll be here. You can't get away with it. You can't escape me interrupting.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.